Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And now, winner of three Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence.
In your face, Milwaukee!
Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That's Chuck Freeman over in California covering the Dodgers series for us here at The Fan, the NLCS, I should say. You've got that going on. You've got the Packers last night. They get a win. Bucks start tomorrow, by the way. Your Twitter Tuesday question. Just give us your Bucks prediction, win total, and how far you think you'll go. They'll go in the playoffs. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Use the hashtag CW Lunch for that. Tomorrow at this time, we'll talk to Matt Velasquez with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Throughout the season, we will talk to Gary Wolfel at Wolfel's Press Box. We will talk to Matt Velasquez. We will talk to Eric Name, who is with The Athletic. We have more Bucks coverage ready for you than ever, but we're gonna take a slow climb into that because the Brewers have been knocking everybody off the front page by them being in this NLCS and having this playoff run. And Chuck, that's been, I don't know, I mean, you're like deep into it, where you're like in work mode, and you got to get work. And last night, I'm watching the two games. I did set up the two TVs, so I'm watching the two games, taking notes, just to be prepared for everything Packers and Brewers the rest of the week. And there are little moments, but they happen, where I just, like, it hits me like a ton of bricks. Oh my God, I'm watching the Brewers in the NLCS. It's game three. They got a lead. They're up 2-1. And it's hard for that to sink in for me. For whatever reason, I don't have vivid memories of 2011. I mean, I remember the game six stuff. I went to a game, I think it was a Monday night. They lost like 11-1. It was a really bad loss to the Cardinals at home. But I don't remember 2011 as vividly as I remember 2008. For whatever reason, it's not alcohol related, but this one, I mean, I'm just trying to soak up every single inning that I can.
Yeah, I be honest, I remember it all. I remember 81 losing the short series to the Yankees, the World Series in 82, and you know, beating the Angels in 82, 2008 that series, 2011. Yeah, I do. I mean, because it's been few. You know, it's been few and far between. Now, we don't have the history of the Dodgers or the Yankees. I'm, you know, coming to the Dodger Stadium yesterday, and it's the 30th anniversary of Kirk Gibson hitting the home run off Eckersley in 1988, which I remember watching that when I was at UW-Eau Claire. I was at a bar in Eau Claire when Gibson hit that home run in on Water Street in Eau Claire with my buddies that night, and seeing him hit that home run. It was a Saturday night, and last night was the 30th anniversary. It just was. I walk into the stadium and I see a sign. I see it on the scoreboard. They were playing highlights of it, and I'm thinking, man, 30 years ago, who would have thought I'd be coming in? 30 years ago, who would think I'd be coming into Dodger Stadium the first time and seeing the team I grew up watching and the team I grew up going to games as a kid, seeing them playing the Dodgers in the NLCS?
Well, yeah, you would have had to know that they were going to switch leagues first.
That too.
Of all.
That too.
I feel like I'll have to ask my dad about this, because not to age anybody, I was four. I feel like I remember that. I feel like that was maybe one of my very first sports memories.
Yeah, I was out in Eau Claire.
Because I love baseball. I know I would have watched the World Series.
Yeah, when he hit the home run off Eckersley, and it was amazing, because Gibson did it on two bad knees. And I thought that's the guy who probably should have thrown out the first pitch. But I know he's got ties with the Tigers organization. He's one of their broadcasters. But I thought still, you know, why don't you bring Kirk Gibson in to throw out the first pitch?
Well, he managed the Diamondbacks in 2011, correct?
Yes, he did.
When the Brewers.
Yeah, he's going through Parkinson's disease right now. And maybe that's he's got the early stages of that. And, you know, he's going through some health issues, and he's he's on the broadcast team with the Tigers, but yeah, he's going through that issue, unfortunately.
Is he on the TV side or the radio?
Well,
the TV side, those two guys got fired.
Yeah, and
he fought worse than we ever have.
Yes, yes. And so what happened was Kirk Gibson it moved into the broadcast booth,
okay,
along with a buddy of mine, Matt Shepard, who used to work in a West Bend radio station back in like in the late 80s or early 90s. He was from Detroit, and he came over and worked at West Bend, and then he went back to Detroit again. But he's now the new voice of the Tigers.
799-1250-414-799-1250. Let's go out to you guys. Talk about, well, about last night. Matt's in Oconomowoc. 799-1250. What's up, Matt? Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Matt. What's up?
Not much. Love the show. I just want to talk to you guys about all the fuss that's made about the Brewers' bullpen when I believe that Dave Roberts has gone through just as many or more pitchers as we have in the bullpen. Just wanted you guys to talk about that a little bit. I'll hang up and listen. I'm driving. So thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks. Chuck, the FS1 people, A-Rod, Burkhart's on there, Big Poppy, the Big Hurt, Ortiz and Frank Thomas. They all predicted the Dodgers yesterday. They're all talking about the bullpen. They talked about it, how maybe Craig Counsell got away with one. And that's probably true. It's just that a lot of people are getting upset about them. And they immediately cut, too, because the Fox Sports Wisconsin postgame doesn't start right away. We kick our postgame here on the radio right away. But sometimes it takes a minute for you to go from TV to your app or your radio or whatever as you're sucked into the game. And they immediately cut to the studio, and they are not – it's not that they're not saying kind things about the Brewers, but you can tell that the Brewers are not a team that they've paid much attention to, and that's just how baseball works. There's seven teams that you pay attention to all season if you cover it nationally. So it does almost seem their ignorance towards what the Brewers are doing and how they've been doing this all season, it almost seems like they are rooting against the Brewers and rooting against this style. Craig Counsell, five innings for a starter being a lot, it almost seems like they're rooting against it, and it is causing a lot of people to, like, oh, what's a good word, be pissed off.
And I understand that. And usually I don't like to get on Buck and Aikman and those guys when they're doing Packer broadcasts, and, you know, I hear all the Joe Buck hatred out there. And I do feel like part of it, and I caught a little bit of it yesterday as I went into one of the rooms that had the TV on. And then in the ninth inning, I went downstairs for the post-game press conference. Got there in the ninth inning, make sure all the equipment is plugged in and all that. So I feel like those guys who are doing the studio work are almost pulling for the Dodgers because they feel they know more about the Dodgers than the Brewers. And it's like, oh, my God, if the Brewers make it, now I got to do my homework on the Brewers. But this Dodger team I've been following all my life, and I got buddies on it. So I know all about the Dodgers. Number two, I'm listening to the ninth inning. I'm getting down in the press room and for the media conferences, and I'm hearing them go through the ninth inning. And Joe Buck is doing the play-by-play. And I almost – and it sounded – he sounded, Bart, to me, and maybe this is just me thinking this way, he sounded so glum. You would have guessed that you know, he had some money on the Dodgers the way he was talking. I mean, he sounded literally depressed that the Brewers had a 4-0 lead. And again – I'm not that guy who goes that way and feels, well, you know, Joe Buck is siding with one team or the other. But I sure thought last night that, man, he was doing more complaining about the Brewers, about the way they're using Hader and not using Hader, than to be upbeat and thinking, hey, you know, we got a potential upset in the series.
Well, what he might be doing is piggybacking off of John Smoltz, who was one of the best starters of that generation and obviously does not like to see – does not like to see starters only go 4 2/3.
Well, he was a closer too.
Changing, yeah.
He was also a great closer.
You're right.
Yeah, he was also a great closer. So he did both in his career. But I know this is not. You know, the baseball purists might think this is the wrong way of have some problems with it, but you got to do what you got to do to win ball games.
But it's not like everyone's acting like Craig Counsell has come in here and David Stearns has come into this postseason changing the game. What he's doing is instead of having his starter go 6, he's having his starter going 5.
Yeah.
This isn't like they just introduced a fourth outfielder or a double shortstop or a catcher that stands on the back of another catcher. So you can, I don't know, man. It's like
It's different, but it's not like groundbreaking.
No, I mean, Gio Gonzalez went two innings of the first game, but the last two starters, Miley and Chacin, have, by the Brewer standards, have gone deep into games, you know, getting into the sixth inning. But yeah, baseball purists, as they call them, like to criticize teams that come up with new ways of winning. Hey, if this is the way, it's like when people criticize Dick Bennett at Wisconsin. Because he slowed the game down and he won games in the 50s and all that. Well, you got to do what you got to do with your talent. You know, if you play up-tempo basketball, if you're those Dick Bennett teams, you get crushed by 40 points. You have to, you know, manage your talent, and I think Council has done a great job. And somebody earlier mentioned on our show, well, with Council's decision last night, you know, he almost clinched the Manager of the Year award. That award was voted on after the season. The regular season was immediately done. That was voted by the Baseball Writers Association. So the postseason has nothing to do with it. If Council would have blew that game last night and still won Manager of the Year, people would have said, geez, how could Council win Manager of the Year when he put Jeffers in the third playoff game and they blew a 4-0 lead? Well, last night, and however Council does in this postseason, has no effect on Manager of the Year voting.
Chuck and Winkler, 414-799-1250. We're served up by Perkins. Again, you can win Perkins today. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan. And tickets to the UFC fight, which is coming here, and to the Fighter Forum in December. There's a big week at the Fighter Forum this week. I will touch on that with you momentarily. But we want to hear from you guys, 799-1250. It is Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins right here on The Fan.
All right, Robert Specialty Meats. What is better than grilling out before some of these games than with Robert Specialty Meats in Waukesha? You talk about MVPs. Well, Paul Roberts, he's like a 10-time MVP. He's a 10-time MVP, MVP of meats. Robert Specialty Meats, Paul Roberts is your man. You don't have to tailgate, though, to enjoy some of Robert's favorites. If you want to grill these inside on your stove, it is good to go. Door County Cherry, Garlic Parmesan, the barbecue chicken skewers, they are all great. And, of course, I tell you about the Roberts ribs on a stick, man. That goes without saying. Those ribs on a stick, they are legendary. Boneless pork ribs, marinated in a smoky barbecue sauce, all easy to heat up in minutes. Player, if I was back in Milwaukee, I'd be grilling these up tonight before a game. Stop on your way from work today and pick up some steaks, pick up some marinated burgers, pick up some marinated chicken, pick up the Al Capone Italian sausages. They have, at Roberts, over 30 varieties of original sausages and brats, from mild to hot. And that Al Capone Italian sausage, you got to try it. It is served as an entree or a side dish with your favorite pasta. And I'm telling you, if you make some pasta, you have the Al Capone Italian sausage, and that is delectable. Call Roberts today, 262-549-MEAT, for the best selection. Better than that, you don't even have to call him on the phone. Stop out to Paul Roberts, Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Not Sunset Boulevard like they have out here in L.A. Sunset Boulevard of Waukesha is Sunset Drive. It's the main strip, and you'll see Paul Roberts, the Hollywood man himself, south side of town. He's got all the meats. He's got the hand-cut meats. He's got the best meats in town, best meats in southeastern Wisconsin, for that matter. Pick up some steaks tonight. Pick up some ribs on a stick, maybe 2 or 3 pounds of that. You want some burgers? He's got the half-pound burgers, the marinated, the beef brisket burger. I've been telling you about that. That is outstanding. Make a couple of those on the grill tonight, maybe one for the wife or the girlfriend or both, maybe the third pounder for her. Put some onions on the grill.
Both?
Well, you never know. Hey, I'm not going to tell how people live. You know, you know, stranger things have happened, man.
Okay, all right.
Robert Specialty Meats, Waukesha.com is the website. Robert Specialty Meats, Waukesha. Not that Paul is condoning that. I'm just telling you. He just hands out the meat. Whatever people do with the meat, that's their business, okay? He's just the provider of the good stuff. So, but if you're going to go out there tonight, get some steaks, get some burgers, get some ribs on a stick, maybe get some sausages or brats. And like I said, the pasta, that Al Capone's Italian sausage goes great with pasta. Stop out, south side of town, Sunset Drive in Waukesha. Robert Specialty Meats in Waukesha, your hometown butcher.
Served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. Freems, I can tell you, I think that people are going to change their mind about when they schedule things in the month of October if the Brewers are going to do this for the next few years. I'm going to see my parents this weekend in Florida, as I've told you about. I will be on a plane during Game 6 if it does come back here, so I'm praying that it doesn't. Pfizer Forum this week. They've got Metallica tonight. They've got Foo Fighters tomorrow. They've got the Eagles on Thursday. And then if there is a Game 6, the Bucks home opener is on Friday, just like the game at Miller Park. Saturday, if there's a Game 7, there's also 21 Pilots will be at the Pfizer Forum. They've got an event every night this week. Maybe we stop scheduling things in October. Even the Brewers had to push back an Ed Sheeran concert because of the World Series. They scheduled that for next Tuesday. So maybe we stop scheduling things in October, Chuck.
I'll say this. The Pfizer Forum is doing a fantastic job bringing in some of these concerts. I mean, they're doing what the Bradley Center couldn't do. And bringing, I mean, they're going after it. They're going after these, the Justin Timberlakes, and the Eagles have played the Bradley Center. And I'd love to see that Thursday night. The Eagles are one of my all-time favorite groups. I'm gonna miss it. My plane's not gonna be back in time. But I mean, I think that's a great lineup you just had there.
Well, that's all this week at the Pfizer Forum, and again, the Bucks game on Friday. We'll talk to Matt Velasquez tomorrow at 8 here on this program. I did do a podcast that will post at 10 o'clock this morning with Eric Name of The Athletic. He's got a book, 100 Things to Know and Do Before You Die, for Bucks fans. And so we talk about that book, the season, and that podcast will come out, radio.com, iTunes at 10 o'clock.
I feel bad for the Bucks. I do.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I feel bad for the Packers.
Well, them I never feel bad for, because the Packers certainly
get... No, I like seeing when they're third fiddle. I do.
No. Well, they get enough attention, and they're going to get plenty of it, once we're done with the Brewers here. They're going to get plenty of it. We'll be taking them till January. And the Bucks too. But, the Bucks, their big night is Friday night, and they're going to be up against Game 6. Unless the Brewers sweep here in Los Angeles. And now, at this point...
No bigger Brewer fans than the Bucks right now.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. One way or the other, the Bucks had to privately be thinking, boy, we want the Brewers to be done by Friday night, because they want to. Friday night, they deserve to have that night. They kept the Bucks here in town. They built this beautiful arena. The Bucks deserve to have a Friday night to themselves, a night to themselves. It's too bad it wasn't Thursday, but they're up against Game 6, and as great as that Pfizer Forum is going to be, and the Milwaukee Bucks, we think are going to have a pretty good year. That's taking a back burner. You wouldn't think, but that's taking a back burner to the Brewers if they have to go to Game 6 on Friday night.
414-799-1250. Chuck and Winkler here from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios. Let's go to Cowboy Joe in Elkhorn. Cowboy Joe, good morning.
Hi, Joe. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
What up?
Oh, Joe, I like the Evergreen Golf Course in Elkhorn. I like that course.
Yeah, it's a nice course. Well, yes. How about them Brewers?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
You guys are killing me. First of all, if you don't mind, I'd like to tip my hat, kudos, dittos, and major props to you guys and how hard you're working. But I'm getting a kick out of you guys. Have covered every take I've had the phone in my hand twice, and you guys have covered my take. So you've sanctioned me down to just... If you'll allow me to just take a step back and tell some of the fans, and you guys are great at putting up with us when we call and say, this guy stinks, that guy stinks. Listen, guys, we're in the NLCS. I told my sons last night, we ran all the ladies out of the living room and we took it over. And I told my boys, you may never see a series like this from the Brewers again. Next couple years are probable, but you never know. I hung on every pitch, Wink. I did the whole thing you did with the no-no and the yeah-yeah, and my boys were laughing when they heard your take. I got a text
from him. Oh, Jeffress. Yeah, did not want him in there.
Yeah, it was the exact same thing I said. I mean, you nailed exactly what I did. And we get so into inch by inch and pitch by pitch, us, lifelong Brewers fans. And I love that you guys do what you love and you get paid for it. And I tip my hat to you for that. If anybody, half the people could do that in the world, it'd be a different place. But what really got me is this morning I was getting gas. I seen a guy I don't know across the pump from me, and I said, how about them Brewers? And he looked at me and he said, did they win? And I just took this huge, like, wham, like I got hit in the face. I'm like, of course they won. I said, yeah, they won. He said, what was the score? I said, 4-0. He goes, wow, we're really dominating them. Now, that's not how I felt at all last night. But I took a step back and I said, you know, we got to enjoy this. You know, it's fun to talk, and I love it. And when guys call it, oh, he stinks, and this guy stinks, and that decision, I know we need to talk, and it's fun to talk about it. But let's keep this in perspective, man. I'm really enjoying this series. I've been waiting my whole life for this. We have a real chance. I believe it's not going to come back. I really do, and I've never felt like this. In the whole time I've been a Brewers fan, I'm 50 years old, and I just, you know, we got to take a step back and enjoy this. I love listening to you guys. Thanks for your hard work and your takes, and thanks for hearing my take.
Oh, Cowboy
thanks for,
Joe.
Thanks for a great call, Cowboy.
How about
Cowboy,
it?
Bringing us an Elkhorn.
Yeah, I love
yeah,
it.
You know what? The Brewers, I've said that the Brewers are my, you know, in addition to covering them, the Brewers are my favorite team. And here's what I love about baseball and the Brewers and where we are right now. It's every day. It's, Bart, it's every day. It's not like the Packers where, and this is not degrading the Packers, but it's weekly. The Packers will play a playoff game, and then we got a whole week to talk about last game and then the one coming up. Well, today we're talking about Jeffress, but in a couple of hours, we're going to have a new page to turn about game four. And there's going to be some more drama and some more storylines we're going to be talking about. And then Wednesday will be another one. And then there'll be Friday. There's something every day with baseball. And it's been like that the whole season. I mean, you look at it, Bart, throughout the season. And, yeah, I mean, toot our own horn, we've covered this Brewer thing about as good as you can cover it throughout the season. We've covered about just about every angle and every storyline that could possibly be thought of with the Brewers this year. Look at all the ups and downs we've been through.
Let me just say, for Cowboy Joe, if there are some takes that we haven't covered yet that you want to get in on, let's see, Yelich and Braun are a combined 350 batting, combined. We could talk about how Aguilar really only sees two or three at-bats per game, which is a side story to the pitcher coming out early, the double switch. We could talk about how Jonathan Scope is non-existent.
Who?
Yep. We could talk about how Freddie Peralta hasn't been in a game yet. Lots to talk about yet here with you guys. And when we come back, we're going to talk to our sister Jean of this Brewers run, Susan in St. Pete. As long as she doesn't hang up, she's on hold right now. So as long as she doesn't hang up or get disconnected, we'll talk to her in just a moment. If you're getting disconnected in the bedroom, now, see, this is going to be weird for me because I know that Susan's listening, and for some reason that's making me nervous doing this read. Sexual performance issues are more common than you think, gentlemen. They do happen more to guys of not just a certain age, but of a younger age. 25% of new ED cases are guys under 40. Have you ever tried to approach your buddies talking about this kind of thing? It's weird. It shouldn't be. It doesn't have to be. We don't have to turn to weird solutions. We don't have to try to run overseas to websites we don't understand to order pills that we don't understand. You can turn to medicine and science if you're having these issues, and you can turn to 4hims.com. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skin care, sexual wellness, Chuck, and it's all for men.
Yeah, for all of the above right there, thanks to science, ED also can be optional. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat ED. Again, you don't have to go to a doctor's office. And, you know, who likes to go to the doctor? And for something like this, you know, there's no waiting room, no awkward in-person doctor visits. You have a few quick questions with the doctor on the phone. You chat with the doctor for a confidential review. And then those products, they come shipped right to your door. Some people like to try some of these gas station counter supplements. Those never work. No snake oil pills. I've heard those don't work either. One ED pill can be a game changer for you. It's Prescription Solutions.
They don't. I can tell you they don't.
It's Prescription Solutions backed by science. And, you know, severe ED, people just think it's like old guys who, you know, have a little bit of an issue there. Well, it's just not old guys. Guys in their 30s and their 40s have it as well. Being your best means performing your best. And for Hims.com, there's no better way to approach this than forhims.com. It's a one-stop shop for all those things that you mentioned, the sexual wellness, the skin care, the hair loss. Hard made easy, say hello to your big friend.
You could try Hims for a month today for just $5. You tried this for $5. We'll get you started while supplies last. Go to the website for full details. Again, this would cost you hundreds if you did go to the doctor or the pharmacy. We're going to set you up with 4hims.com. Go to 4hims.com/wink5. That's FORHIMS.com/wink5. 4hims.com/wink5.
Playoff game 3. And a green and gold win. There's a lot to talk about. It's an Aurora Sports Health 2 for Tuesday on The Fan. Find a sports health provider and make an appointment at aurora.org.
Playoffs, you got to want it. Today it just wasn't our day. We had no energy. The stadium had no energy. The fans had no energy. So overall, it was a pretty bad game for everybody that calls himself Dodgers.
Woo! Kike Hernandez. He's talking about the team and the fans there. Chuck and Winkler on a 2 for Tuesday. Packers win last night 33-30. Brewers get the 4-0 victory. I'm Bart Winkler. Chuck Freeman out in L.A. Chuck, with you not here yesterday on your travel day, there were two main takeaways to the show that I did with Tim Allen. I would say there's two main takeaways. The number one takeaway, or 1A, is that he doesn't like this. Tim doesn't like the Kawhi Leonard laugh from his press mm-hmm. conference with the Toronto Raptors. If he doesn't like this laugh, he's certainly not going to, this is only going to take 12 seconds, somebody remix that laugh into the NBA on NBC theme.
I don't even know where you're sitting at. Like.
Yeah. I think it's funny. I just think stuff like that we can't play it at nauseam. I think maybe that's what Tim is maybe getting at there.
The other thing, the other takeaway, is that they got to meet our sister Jean of this whole run, and that's Susan in St. Pete, and she joins us 414-799-1250. Susan, we're two wins away, Susan.
Get excited, Susan.
Gentlemen, yes, we are two wins away. I'm excited. We got the energy going our way.
How'd you feel last night when Jeffers was out there?
Oh, I'm sorry, but my stomach was doing somersaults. My heart was in my throat. I kept talking to the TV, and I said, no, take him away. Bring the hook. Get the hook. But, you know, Mr. Council has a lot of trust in him. He knows what he can do, and I think that's good for JJ because I think it gives him a lot of positive vibes. He knows he's, you know, a trusted part of this team.
I don't think I trust my wife as much as Council trusts Jeremy Jeffers at this point.
Isn't that true? Yeah.
I'll say this. You know, these last 2 weeks have been the best time for me as a sports fan in the state of Wisconsin. This has been the best 2 weeks of my entire life of being a sports fan in Wisconsin. I've been through the Super Bowls, and before this, it was the Final Four run of 2015 for the Badgers. But this has been, I think the Brewers are going to win the World Championship. I really do. I think they're going to win the World Series. I think they're going all the way.
I think they are too.
I feel they got the right mix and they got the right karma. The baseball gods are on their side. I think they're going to win the World Championship.
Oh, I do too. They just, everything is going for them, and they're just like, they are a Cinderella team, and I think we're proving a point to the sports world. You know, we never get respect. We're a little market. Who is this Milwaukee? We don't know anything about them. You know, and I heard you talking about the sportscasters, you know, on the Fox One, and it's just like, you know, give us a break. You know, let's talk the reality of it, you know. Tell it like it is, what this team is and what they have. But, yeah, they seem to – I'm sorry, I just don't like Big Poppy. I can't take him. No, every time he opens his mouth, I just cringe, and it's like, you know, and those earpieces he's got, come on now.
You know, Big Poppy, do you guys know that Big Poppy, for a while, was living in Wisconsin in Appleton?
Hey, he was Appleton Fox.
Yeah, because he married a girl. He married a girl who was from Appleton, and he was living in a little suburb of Appleton called Greenville. And occasionally in the wintertime, you could see Big Poppy walking around the Fox Cities Mall up in Appleton.
No kidding. Well, yeah. He's not there no more. Yeah.
Well, I don't know if he still is. I don't know if he's still married to that girl or not. But what's that? Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Hey, Susan, game doesn't start till 9:09 your time tonight.
You know, it's getting later and later every night. And, you know, I can't take these late hours like I used to. And it's like I still force myself to stay up. Or sometimes I'll just have to turn off the TV and I listen on the radio because I just... It was late last night, and then I stayed up for the post-game show
for a while.
But I was switching the channels in between, you know, when they changed the pitchers or they'd go between innings, I was switching over to watch the Packers, you know, and see what they were doing. But I was watching Bart's Twitter feed, you know, he kept me updated on what was going on with the Pack, so thank you.
Oh, anytime. Susan, we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Well, if you want me to call, I'll call.
Susan,
open door policy,
call,
Susan.
I'm not coming in.
Carte blanche.
Pardon me?
You have carte blanche. You can call at any time.
Well, thank you, sirs. I will call tomorrow. Win or lose, but it's going to be a W. You know it.
It is.
That's what I'm feeling.
Rah, rah. Go Crew.
Go Crew.
I don't know if they're going to win tonight. I can't tell you that much, but Bart, I really believe after winning last night, they're going to go on and win the series and go on and win the World Series, whether it's the Red Sox or the Astros. It's not going to be easy. They got a lot of work ahead of them, a ton of work. We got more stress than we can imagine. You thought last night was stressful, and these previous two games are stressful. Got a long, long road to this, but at the end of the day, I think they're going to win the World Championship.
Here's what my boy Sith Lord sends in via Twitter. He says, the gatekeepers of baseball are uncomfortable with the Brewers and how we've gone about winning games, much like the Warriors. All right, I like this. We found out a way to win games that goes against the norm. We can't buy our way to a title here. So we found a path that no one's exposed yet. We've exposed one through our bullpen. 414-799-1250. Alex is in West Allis. Alex, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
What's good?
Hi, Alex.
Hey, you know, it's a couple of things that I find kind of interesting. The first thing I find interesting, we could be up 3-0 right now were it not for a couple of hiccups, which is amazing. I would have never thought that we would have had that opportunity. And just imagine, I know nobody wants to live with, you know, in the rear view here, but can you imagine if we would have got Machado? I mean.
Oh, yeah. Oh, without, you know, if you had Machado on this team. But, you know, you went ahead Arcia, which you take that trade off every day. You'd give up some defense with Machado. But, yeah, I think, though, if you went and got Machado, you wouldn't have Moustakas on this team. And you could argue Moustakas was the MVP of the divisional series. So, yeah, I mean, I think at the end of the day it all worked out fine.
Right, absolutely. And the other thing is I think the last caller was basically saying we found a market inefficiency and we're exploiting it. I look at our last couple of pitchers. We got guys, the kid we traded, Maderos, and we got a bunch of other kids that are like, you know, Hader even. I mean, they're all in the same mold where, you know, they were always like, hey, I don't know if they can stay a starter, but they'd be a really good high leverage arm out of the pen. Well, we're like, well, we can find those guys all day. So it's kind of like the Badgers, you know, where, hey, we can find big, you know, offensive linemen all day, so let's build our program around that. And I just think that's just smart. You can't throw money at a problem, man. You gotta think and you gotta scheme and you gotta beat people. And I think that's what the Brewers are doing. It's a Wisconsin thing, I feel. I feel like, hey, we can't, it's not sexy here. Nobody wants to be here. We gotta hit lightning in a bottle or we have to do what we can do consistently. And guys smarter than you or I are figuring out, hey, we gotta figure out where the market inefficiency is and exploit it. So, absolutely. I'm very happy. I never thought that we'd have this kind of opportunity.
And I think this is great for our city. This is absolutely great for our city. To see our city like this, the great city of Milwaukee in southeastern Wisconsin, to wrap their arms around this team and have a potential World Series team on our hands and to be two wins away from it, this is awesome, man, to see the town. Because, you know, we've had some bad things happen in our town, but for this bit of happiness, for our sports team and everybody to rally around them the way they did, this is awesome. This is awesome to see, and just got to keep plugging forward and finish this thing off.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. The Brewers with the win, as Susan mentioned, she flipped back to the Packer game a little bit. And for the most part, when you flip back to that game, you didn't like what you saw, but they do get the victory. Mike Clemens wraps it up.
Now a green and gold update. Here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers win on a last-second field goal 33-30 over the 49ers. Kevin King managed to pick off a deep pass intended for San Francisco's Marquise Goodwin, who already had two touchdown catches. King says they were in man coverage.
We were playing zero, and we showed that look before. You know, I knew they were going to check to something. Happened to be on, you know, the Olympic speed. And they weren't lying about that. You know, just got to make the play.
49ers quarterback C.J. Beathard.
Yeah, it hurts. It's tough. Because, I mean, you're so close. You feel like you could have and should have won the game. But you just got to get back on the horse and move on next week.
The Packers drove down the field, and with 3 seconds left, Mason Crosby, who missed 4 out of 5 field goals last week in Detroit, went 4 for 4, including the game winner from 27 yards out.
Gosh, just so thankful for the Packer organization and you know, my teammates just obviously sticking with me, knowing that you know, did a lot of soul searching this week and made sure I really locked in on my preparation, and it paid off.
Green Bay heads into the bye 3-2-1. Packers head coach Mike McCarthy.
You know, the finish here with Mason getting the final kick, the two-minute drives there, you know, led by Aaron Rodgers, the defensive stops, the adversity key plays that we made were just huge. So you obviously want to go into the bye week clean, and I think we're gonna be in pretty good shape medically, so our guys have a chance to rest up and get back at it, because we know the stretch run we have there.
For more team coverage, go to 1057fmthefan.com. Playoff game 3. And a green and gold win.
For the win.
There's a lot to talk about. It's an Aurora Sports Health 2 for Tuesday on The Fan. Find a sports health provider and make an appointment at aurora.org.
Kind of went to an oldie, but a goodie. And David Bakhtiari actually suggested that first play. So I got to give him credit, or else he'll tell me about it tomorrow. But he suggested that play, and then Ty obviously ran the ball well and got out of bounds.
Ty Montgomery with a drive to or a run to start that drive that ended with a Mason Crosby game-winning field goal, his fourth. Packers win 33-30 last night. Brewers get the 4-0 victory. Chuck and Winkler here on The Fan. One of the things that we noticed was that the tickets for these the game at Lambeau last night, the price is going down a little bit because of everybody wanting to watch the Brewers. Chuck, there's people tweeting us, so I thought I'd take a look over on SeatGeek here. So let's say you want to go to Game 6 of the NLCS in Milwaukee, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say you want a standing room only ticket. Standing room only at Miller Park is going to cost you about $140 right now. This is to a game that we don't know is going to happen.
Okay, because I'll tell you, it was $80 or $90 last week.
Yeah, so it's going to cost you about $180 to sit up top on the sides. Ooh. If you want to sit down low in the first section, about $500 right behind home plate. Okay, so it's going to cost you a little bit to go to an NLCS game, but you can say, oh, that makes sense. It's an NLCS game. It should cost some money. So then we look at the prices for Dodger Stadium tonight, where if you've got $60, you can get in the stadium. If you've got $85, you can sit right around where the press box is next to Chuck. You can sit up and down the sides for about $100. Some of the best seats are going to run you no more than $350. So if you can afford the plane ticket, want to get out there tonight or tomorrow, I mean, tickets are not as bad as Dodger Stadium because nobody goes to these games, Freems.
No, you're right. And there's empty seats. And when like I told you to start the show today, when I walked into Dodger Stadium, I didn't have a sense that there was a big league game going on, that there was something on the line, a pivotal game 3 of the NLCS. You walk into Miller Park on Friday and Saturday, there's a buzz in that place. There's something going on. Fans are excited. You walk in this, it's like, oh, well, hey, let's go over here and check this, where those palm trees are. Let's go over and check this game out and hang out for a few innings and, you know, maybe have a couple of Dodger dogs, some nachos, and, you know, just pass the time away until nightlife comes around in Los Angeles. I feel that's the way these people take it out here. I don't think it's a big deal. It isn't in Los Angeles, and it's not a – My feel after one day here, it's not a real passionate sports town. It isn't at all. Nothing like we have back in Milwaukee. So people could rip on our city all they want to. And, you know, the Stars can come out to L.A., great. But you know what? There's more passion for our sports teams than there ever is in Los Angeles.
Let's go to Santo in West Allis. Santo, what's up?
What's going on, guys? That reminds me, I know you've had interaction with him. There's this L.A. reporter that spends every day making fun of Milwaukee. And
oh, we're talking about Dylan Hernandez.
Whatever.
Okay, I can make fun of Los Angeles all day, too, if he wants to go toe-to-toe with
guy, me. This guy is talking about Miller Park being a mausoleum, and I obviously, and he keeps on changing his prediction. He originally said Dodgers in four. Now
yeah, no,
Dodgers.
Dude, flat out sucks. I mean, trust me. I know I suck sometimes on Twitter. This dude, nobody's ever sucked on Twitter like this dude. And
how many followers does the guy have?
Dylan O. Hernandez? Let me take a look.
He says he writes for the L.A. Times. I can't believe the Times are that desperate to have a...
Well, no,
like
the
that.
L.A. See, the New York Times is a real paper. From what I understand about the L.A. Times, like, it's a joke.
Okay.
Well, the LA Times,
like, it's
the
a
editor,
real paper, but it's a joke. Like, there's no. It's like the New York Post, where it's He's got 40,000 followers.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a dork.
Which is, you know, a hell of a lot. But I'll say the Los Angeles Times, their editor, their sports editor, long time was Bill Dwyer, who was the sports editor of the Milwaukee Journal back when Steve Ashenbrenner was there, and Bill Cohn and guys like that, Bob Wolf, Tom Flaherty, guys like that. And so the Journal was great at one time when those guys were there, and Bill Dwyer was the editor, and he left the Journal to go to the LA Times. And I think he was at the LA Times for 30 years. He might have just retired. But the LA Times was considered once a great paper. I don't know
not
what
anymore.
It is now, but it was.
Not anymore. Yeah. So my main point here is I love how we won this game last night, because you're listening to Smoltz, who I respected as a pitcher, but obviously he hates the way the Brewers are doing this, and it's so obvious in his broadcast, like everything, the pitcher needs to go more than five, blah, 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 you know, and it's like all we're seeing is Council's plan working, okay? If JJ's JJ, we're up 3-0 in this series, let's just be honest about it. But the best part about it is that Arcia gets that home run, right? And then they interview Arcia, and Arcia says, well, I saw the starting pitcher twice already. I saw what he can do. I was looking fastball, and I hit it out of the park. Well, that's exactly why Council is doing what he's doing, so that the batters
get
timing down on these hitters. The hitters look at timing down on the pitchers, I mean. And the exact reason why Smoltz says the Brewers can't win this series is the reason why the Brewers took a 2-1 lead. And I absolutely love it. And this team is going to go to the World Series. I'm a little scared of Houston or Boston, but I'll take it when I get there. And let's go!
Yeah, absolutely.
Santo!
If they don't win this playoff series, man, this is a collapse. They're controlling the series right now. They could be up. We haven't said this yet, Bart, but, you know, technically they could be up 3-0 in the series, but they did lose Saturday night. But, you know, they had a 3-run lead in that game. They could be up 3-0 going into tonight, but... I really think it's going to come back to Milwaukee for the game 6 clincher on Friday night.
If the people on hold stay on hold, this is always a big one because I don't know what they're doing at this moment. But we could be going all over the country from Nebraska to, well, Wisconsin to Los Angeles. You guys, call us up. We're talking Brewers. We'll talk Packers with you. I mean, Michael Cohen's going to join us at 9:35. But we just want to hear from you. 414-799-1250. It is Chuck and Winkler. Freems is in L.A. More coming up next.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.